Yeah, it's always disappointing when you, especially when you get to the stadium and you know, prepared all day mentally and physically. Obviously, we felt like we were in good shape after a good training session yesterday, and the game's now been called off. We got down here about 4 o'clock and it wasn't raining. And since we've left the hotel, rather about 5:30, it's obviously been bucketing down. But the referee's gone on, inspected it. Ball's not rolling, it's not really bouncing. And to be fair, it's probably the right decision because obviously players can get injured. But to travel this way, yeah, we're certainly disappointed. So we just have to get over it now and get back to training tomorrow.
I suppose for the fans at least, it's not the longest trip, but there are no short trips really for Carlisle, are there?
No, not at all. And, you know, as I said the other day, I think financially we're all in a situation where we have to watch the penny. So if you're travelling down and you spent money on petrol and diesel, it's obviously a nightmare. So it's disappointing from the fans' point of view. It's certainly disappointing from the players' point of view. You know, the pitch from this angle now looks okay, but when the referee went on it, as I said, there was no true roll on the ball. There was indifferent bounces around the pitch. Sometimes it was just sticking, sometimes it was bouncing. And to be fair, for the safety of the players, and also for the, you know, for it to be a true game without any mistakes based on not bad judgment of football, but bad football pitch. You know, it could end up costing you over the course of the season. That's probably the right decision, but you know, we are disappointed. We'll get on with it, and we look forward now to Saturday.
How revved up had you got the players for this game, looking for that reaction after Saturday, and will you be able to replicate that now for the weekend?
Well, we'll just have to, you know. I mean, we analysed the game yesterday. We thought we actually done quite well in respect of chances created, but we weren't happy with the goals we conceded. And you know, we done a little bit of work on it yesterday. We were certainly looking to kick off tonight, I suppose, with a clean sheet mentality, and then obviously take the game from there. But it hasn't happened. We're now going to Saturday's game, hopefully fresher, hopefully with an attitude of doing the same as what we had prepared to do tonight, and you know, hopefully get back to winning ways with 3 points against a Walsall side that we're doing okay at the moment.
Are there any nicks and knocks in the squad that you'll actually benefit from having the extra time to get better?
There's been one or two, but nothing major. It's we said they knew about them Saturday, so it's irrelevant. I don't think they'll be fifth. I think JP was one. I don't think he was going to be fifth tonight. Well, he wasn't going to be fifth tonight, and he wasn't going to be. We don't think he's going to be fifth for Saturday. But as we spoke about today, you know, just in relation to the squad and the same players are playing all the games, so it might not be a bad thing just to give them a little bit of a breather, have a bit of a break from it. You know, albeit we were set to play tonight, it's not happening now. We've got to get on with it, and we've got to prepare now for the game on Saturday. And as I say, hopefully. The rest will do us the world of good.